presenting the amazing interplanetary adventures of Flash Gordon. Last week, Dr. Zarkov, after freeing Dale and Khan, captured the cooks and guards in the kitchens of Queen Azura, and also took prisoner Tal, her chief magician. From Tal, Zarkov learned that Flash was being drugged by lithium in his wine. When Azura called for more wine, Dale warned Flash that his wine was drugged. Flash, his suspicions aroused, asked Azura to drink his potion, and when she refused, he forced her to swallow the drugged wine which had been served to him. Immediately, the wicked witch queen lost her memory and was unable to remember who she was. In the meantime, Zarkov had learned from Tal what chemical would serve as an antidote for the lithium. He hurried to Flash with a prescribed amount, which, unless Flash had been drugged for too long a time, ought to bring back his memory. And both Zarkov and Dale urged Flash to drink the lithium antidote and see what effect it would have. These thrilling adventures come to you as they are pictured each Sunday in the big full-page Comic Weekly, the world's greatest pictorial supplement of humor and adventure. The big full-page Comic Weekly, each page printed in full colors, is distributed everywhere as an integral part of your Hearst Sunday newspaper. Now we continue the story. Flash is standing with the cup of lithium antidote raised to his lips. He is undecided as to whether or not he should drink it. Dale again urges him to...
Drink it, Flash, darling.
Yes, quickly, my lad, drink.
Very well. I'm... Dale, my sweetheart.
Yes, Flash.
And Zarkov, my friend, now and always, son.
He remembers Dr. Zarkov.
Yes, Dale.
He didn't have too much lithium.
I remember. Lithium? What are you talking about? Why, where are we? How did we get here?
We are in the palace of Azura, queen of the blue magic men. You and Dale were captured while reconnoitering. Then Azura kept you drugged with lithium, so you would not remember any of the past.
Good heavens. How long was I like that?
4 weeks. So long that we were afraid that the lithium antidote you just drank might have no power to bring back your memory.
It sounds as though you were telling me about some other fellow. And I really didn't recognize you, either of you.
No. You called me girl.
I didn't, Dale.
And when I came from Vultan's kingdom to rescue you, you threw some kind of paralyzing bomb at me and took me prisoner.
You must have thought I was either crazy or a turned traitor, Dr. Zarkov.
Well, to tell you the truth, I was worried about you, lad.
Well, I'm all right now, thanks to you.
And Dale.
Well, that goes without saying. You know that I'm grateful to you for sticking by me, don't you, darling?
Of course, lad.
Well, old friend, what's to be done now?
While you were still under the influence of the lithium, you forced the queen to drink some of it also. Now she is in the same state you were.
Oh, I say, that's awful. What can we do about it?
Awful? You do not understand, my boy. That is good. With Azura drugs, we can take command of the whole kingdom.
But I have my own kingdom yet to conquer. What do I want with this one?
You must take everything in your stride, Flash. You conquered the cavemen and the lizard men, remember? Now you must subdue these blue magic men.
Very well. I'll proclaim myself king. But I let this witch queen run the land for me. What's her name?
Don't you remember, Flash?
No, remember? Why, I've never heard it.
Her name is Azura.
Azura? Where is she?
In there, through that curtained arch.
I'll just go in and tell her how things stand. I'll be right back.
Hurry back, Flash.
I will.
Who is it? Oh, who are you, fair-haired youth?
You don't remember me, eh?
I never saw you before in my life. And as for remembering, I cannot even remember who I am. Oh, what shall I do?
Listen to me. I'll tell you who you are. You're Azura.
Azura? That's a pretty name. Who are you?
I'm Flash Gordon.
Flash? Flash Gordon. You are very handsome, Flash Gordon.
Don't try to get personal, Azura.
You are rude as well as handsome.
Never mind that. I'm here on business.
Business? What do you mean?
I'm king here.
Oh, forgive me, Your Majesty. I did not know.
That's all right, Azura. I'm your king, but you are going to rule this land.
I, Your Majesty?
Yes, under my orders.
You honor me, Your Majesty. What does my king wish me to do?
First, call out the entire army so that I may review it.
At once, Your Majesty.
Hogard.
Your Majesty.
Summon the entire army to pass in review before King Flash.
Can I review my troops from that balcony yonder, Azura?
I'll see, Your Majesty.
Oh, yes, Your Majesty. You can review them from here.
Good. I'll be right there in a moment. Larkoff.
Yes, Flash. What is it?
I've told Azura who I am and that she is to obey my orders. She has just sent word for her entire army to pass in review before me.
Good. That will give us a fine idea of the forces under your command.
Go in there and keep an eye on that woman. I don't trust her.
At once, Flash.
Well, Flash, now that you've got an army to take your interest, I guess you don't need me.
Eh? What's that?
I said you don't need me now that you've got an army to take your interest.
Now, that's not true, Dale. Armies, kingdoms, they mean nothing to me as far as your ship's concerned.
Are you sure, Flash?
Why, of course I am. Why do you think I'm conquering this kingdom? For you, sweetheart.
For me?
Certainly. Have you forgotten that I love you, Dale?
I thought you had forgotten.
Dale, how can you say that?
You called me girl and treated me as a slave in front of Azura.
I couldn't help that. Dale, I didn't beat you or hurt you, did I?
No. I must admit you tried your best to protect me from the wicked queen's punishment.
Oh, thank heaven. I was afraid I might have hurt you.
Oh, you hurt me, all right.
What?
Every time I saw you with her, you hurt me terribly.
Oh, come now. What could make you jealous, Dale?
The way you acted.
The way I acted? Well, how did I act?
You kissed her hands and told her you loved her and would die for her. And lots more.
I did?
Yes.
Well, I don't remember.
Flash, are you accusing me of lying?
Of course not, sweetheart. I only said I don't remember it. I was drugged. You heard Zarkov tell me I was.
Yes, I know. And I was the one who gave it to you.
You gave it to me? And yet you blame me for what I did while under its influence?
Oh, I didn't know I was giving it to you.
You didn't know?
Not that. Until we captured Carl and made him tell us how you were being drugged.
Carl? Carl? Who's Carl?
Azura's chief magician.
Oh. Well, let's all forget what happened in those days of darkness. I have.
I wish I could, Flash.
You can, and you must, dearest. If you don't, things can never be the same for us.
I can't quite forgive the way you acted about that woman.
Now, don't be like that, Dale. I didn't love her, no matter what I said. She tricked me.
Flash, Dale, the army is ready to be reviewed. Come.
Coming, Zarkov. Let's not talk like this anymore, Dale. Too near quarreling. I don't like it.
Neither do I, but...
Come, Dale. Let's go and inspect the army.
They're all lined up, Flash. I'm waiting for the order to pass in review.
Give the order, Azura.
At once, Your Majesty. Salute your ruler, King Flash.
Is this your queen, Your Majesty?
Yes, that is. She will be soon.
She is very beautiful.
Look, Flash, the first legion is wheeling and starting this way.
What is the name of this legion?
I do not know.
Guard, tell His Majesty what legion this is.
The advance guard, Your Majesty.
Oh, what a splendid company. And those coming next, what are they?
Light magic artillery, Your Majesty.
But what are those tremendous objects being pulled by the next legion?
I do not know what you call them, but I do know that they are Death to Hawkmen.
Those are the combustion ray machines. They eject flames, Your Majesty.
And this company?
Stone Formation Legion, Your Majesty.
And the ones with cloaks?
The Invisibility Legion, Your Majesty.
And the Peculiar Shield?
The Transparent Wall Legion, Your Majesty.
And those machines coming now?
The Salvo Gun Legion, Your Majesty.
And still they come, legion after legion.
Wonderful. I have never seen such an army.
The regulations requiring you to salute a general.
I'm sorry, General Thor.
Sir,
You'd better wait a little while before going up there.
Wait, why? Wait for what?
The enemy on the balcony with Queen Azura. They're reviewing the troops.
Reviewing the troops, are they? What right have they to be doing that?
The Queen herself gave the order, General.
Oh, she did, eh? Why didn't somebody send for me? You wouldn't have let the enemy have this chance to size up our army if I'd been here.
It was all done so quickly, General. None of us had time to do anything.
Indeed. Well, they can't get away with it. I'll fix them. They're all on the balcony, you say?
Yes, General.
Yes, in what order are they standing on the balcony?
I'll see.
Well?
He whom they call King Flash, standing in the very center, behind the royal insignia.
And the queen?
She's at his left.
Yes, the old man with the beard and the girl.
Yes, they're standing at the right of him.
And Flash Gordon is standing directly in the center, eh? And I can do it. By power, I can do it.
What, General?
Save the queen and Blue Magic Land from the hands of these ex-prisoners.
How will you do it, General?
You stand here. See that no one gets behind me. I'll go up these stairs, drive this sword through Flash's back, and in the confusion, run down this way and call the guards.
Hope you succeed, General Tall. Good luck.
Hold the tongue. Just see to it that I'm not cut off when I start to run back this way.
Yes, behind you, look out!
Death to the invader!
Why, you? Have me in the back, will you? Emma, you!
My sword!
And now, whoever you are, over the side of the balcony you go! Come
here! That was Paul. You may have killed him.
Huh? He seems to be moving down there.
God! See that he's carried away and his wounds dressed.
No, Flash, you are making a mistake. Kill him or lock him up. I warn you, he is a troublemaker.
Is Saul dead, or will he recover and continue plotting to free his Queen Azura and keep the Blue Magic Land from being ruled by Flash Gordon? See for yourself in full-color action pictures these amazing adventures next Sunday in the big full-page comic weekly, which is distributed with your Hearst Sunday newspaper. Besides Flash Gordon, you will want to see many other pictures of fun and adventure, which are brought to you exclusively each Sunday by the comic weekly. Bringing Up Father, the Captain Yammer Kids, Soots and Casper, the Little King, Skippy, and many, many others. The comic weekly entertains as no other picture magazine, because the Comic Weekly brings to you exclusively the work of the world's foremost artists in humor and adventure. So be sure to get the big full-page Comic Weekly next Sunday with your Hearst Sunday newspaper. And don't forget our date next week for another episode in the amazing interplanetary adventures of Flash Gordon.